Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From Gimlet, this is Reply All. I'm PJ Vogt.
And I'm Alex Goldman.
We were supposed to take this week off.
We were?
We were.
Okay.
But?
We love our jobs?
No. Email Debt Forgiveness Day is this week.
Right. It's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday, April 30th. Ooh. We sounded like Monster Truck voice for a second.
Saturday, April 30th.
That's like a very old man doing Monster Truck voice.
No, a very old man doing Monster Truck voice would be like, Saturday, April 30th.
That's like an old man's dad doing Monster Truck voice. Okay, so to observe Email Debt Forgiveness Day, which, as everybody knows, is April 30th, and as everybody knows, is the day where if you've been putting off some email and you feel bad about it, you can just send it without getting in trouble for however much time has passed. It's like you just send it immediately. And we actually, on our website, we have an explanation of Email Debt Forgiveness Day. So you can just include a link in your overdue email. You can include a link to our explanation, and then people will know what's going on, and they won't be mad at you. So, in honor of the holiday, Reply All producer Fia Benin went out and found a bunch of people who were planning to send emails that they've been putting off, and we talked to some of them. Hey, Fia.
Hey, guys. So we got in touch with three people who wrote in. And each of us took one of them, called them up, and heard their story. Alex, you want to start us off?
Yeah, so I got in touch with this guy. His name's John. He lives in Plano, Texas. And he has an email that he's wanted to send for a very long time. And he tried to explain it to me.
What I have to do this is explain to you pretty much like the worst thing I've ever done in my life. Essentially, the email that I'm neglecting to send was an apology to kind of straighten out what I should have done, you know, maybe 14 years ago.
So when he was a senior in high school, John met this girl that he really liked a lot. He lived in Lubbock, Texas at the time, and she lived 3 hours away.
So I lie to my parents and I tell them that I'm staying the night at a friend's house. And I drive the 3 hours to her house to meet her. And we have an amazing time. Her mom invites us, instead of going on a date on her own, to like go out with her and her dad. And her mom gets like hilariously drunk and she's like adorably embarrassed by it. And from there, I had a hotel that I got. So we got to hang out really late. We watched Amelie and yeah, it was great. It was fantastic.
So what happened?
Well, at this point, they were basically sort of dating, even though they were long distance. They were talking all the time on Instant Messenger. They were talking on the phone. But John started to feel really conflicted about their relationship.
We had gone further in our relationship than my religious parents and background would have wanted me to. And so I was sort of faced with this moral dilemma where I liked her so much. And being around her was like the best feeling thing in the world at that time. But on the other hand, I was just overwhelmed with guilt of you know, I'm doing things I shouldn't do in this relationship. And then it's time for her to have what for her was, I think, her junior prom. It could have been senior prom. And I was supposed to go with her as her date. What happens is that she calls me and she hears me telling her that I have to work and that I can't get off. And that, as she keeps telling me, I will just come when you can, come when you can. And she goes just with some friends, but she's dateless at her prom. And she keeps calling me and asking me, are you going to be able to make it? And I said, oh, I'm trying to, but my boss is keeping me late. And so I never show up all night at any point.
Ouch.
And yeah, like I said, it's the worst thing I've probably ever done. I was sitting there alone by myself on a little pull-out sofa, telling her that I was stuck at work, and literally just tears streaming down my face.
Oh.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I sat there all night, just by myself. She would call, I would answer. I would talk to her and apologize profusely, hold back the tears until I hung up the phone.
And then not too long after the prom, she said, hey, I'm coming to Lubbock. I really want to see you. And he said, I don't know how my girlfriend would feel about that.
Oh.
Not because he had a girlfriend.
No, I know.
Just because he was panicking.
It sucks because it's so much worse than the truth.
Right.
Oh, but he was also like a senior in high school.
Right.
So he wants to send her an email apologizing?
So he is now married. He recently found her on the internet. She is also married. And he just wants to send an email saying basically like, this is why I did this thing. It's not because you're a jerk. It's not because I didn't like you. It's because I was like a dumb kid and I didn't know how to deal with this.
I bet she'll really appreciate that. I think that's like a really nice thing to do.
It is so funny that you say that because when I did the interview, I was listening to him and I was like, I don't know what I would do in this situation. Like, I don't know if I'd want to get that email.
Why not?
Because in a way it's like, you know, it's 14 years ago. I've moved on. Maybe I forgive this person, but maybe I don't.
But he's not asking for forgiveness. He's just saying like, here's why what happened.
Right. That was sort of why I leaned toward doing it because he held all the cards basically. And now he's just sort of like giving them all back to her.
Yeah. As long as it's just like, I want you to know that like the world is not as random and as cruel as I made it look. Cause now she has to live in a world where like this like formative experience of being in love, she was betrayed versus like this formative experience of love didn't work out. Cause somebody had like, religious beliefs that conflicted with that love. Like that's such a better world.
Right.